This week's parsha is Parshas Vayetze. The story of Yaakov Avinu continues, as in this week's parsha, he runs away from his brother Esav. Rashi tells us that he spends 14 years learning in Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever, and then he is going to go to the house of Lavan. He's going to marry Leah. He's going to marry Rachel. Of course, he wants to marry Rachel first. Then Lavan switches his wives. Okay, Yaseh kim b'mikomenu l'teit hatzira lefnei habechira. Maybe in your place, the Midrash says, you go before your older brother, but in our place, the older sibling, i.e. Leah, goes first. He marries Leah. He marries Rachel. Of course, Bilhah and Zilpah come along with Leah and Rachel. Actually, Bilhah goes with Rachel and Zilpah goes with Leah. The Shvatim are born, except for Binyamin. Yaakov wants to go home, but he stays after 14 years of work for his two wives to work for the flocks. And after 20 years, he's going to prepare to go home. That's just an overview of the Parsha. The Parsha actually begins as Yaakov is sleeping in Luz, or according to the Medrash, atop Har HaMoriah, and he has his famous dream. In Yaakov's famous dreams, he sees a sulam, he sees a ladder, and the top is reaching the heaven and the bottom is on the earth, and there are angels of God ascending and descending the ladder, and the Almighty, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is standing upon him, and he makes him a promise that he will burst forth in all directions and God will be with him. And Yaakov wakes up and he says, whoa, I didn't even know. This is such a holy place. I wouldn't have slept here. I had no idea. So I want to quote the Pasuk towards the beginning of the dream, Parak Chav Ches, Pasuk Yod Beis, Vayachalom. And he dreams, Vihine sulam mutzav arza, and behold, there is a ladder standing on the ground, Virosho magia hashamaima, and its head was reaching the heavens, Vihine, and behold, Malache Elokim olim v'yordim bo, angels of God are ascending and descending upon it. So there's much to say about this very beautiful dream, and there's so many midrashim and so many mefarshim, but I am going to be quoting from Rabbi Yisachar Fran from his Sefer, The Power of Avort. And he brings us a very beautiful and very important teaching for every ben or bas Torah in the way in which we live our lives. So there are many interpretations of the sulam, but before I go to Rabbi Yisachar Fran, I will tell you one of the pshatim of the Baal HaTurim, the Rishon, the Tur, and his commentary to Chum. The Baal Turim points out, and you could go look it up, Gematria Mammon. The Gematria of Sulam, ladder, is Mammon, money. They both are 136. So let's go to Rabbi Yisachar Fran. It is a phenomenon, I believe, that we have all observed, sometimes from a first person perspective. While in yeshiva, he writes, a bacher or kolo fellow strives for spiritual growth and achievement in Torah. But when that person leaves the base medrash and starts to work, his priorities may slip. Sometimes growth is tossed aside. Sometimes he devotes his entire attention to earning money and material goods. During his yeshiva days, he may have spoken about finding a good chavrusa or having a good elul. And now priorities become finding a nice house and leasing a new car. And just to be careful, and of course, sure, we must live in homes that are stable and safe, and we must drive cars that work and take us to where we need. It's not a question of what we acquire. It's more a question of where are our priorities. Going back to Rabbi Frank. It may seem that a person establishes his level of righteousness while in yeshiva. However, we learn from Yaakov Avinu in Parshas Vayetze that it is in the subsequent years, not the years in yeshiva, that we learn who the person truly is. And I'm just going to add here, I think that it's really incredible. The 14 years in Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva are only brought down by Chazal. We don't even see them in the pshat of the psukim. So much that we know about Yaakov Avinu comes from working for his wives, working for his flocks, his dealing with Lavan, his interaction with his children. It's not from the times that he was in yeshiva that the Torah narrates his life story. Going back to Rabbi Frank, commenting on the above pasuk describing Yaakov Avinu's dream of angels climbing up and down the ladder, the Baal HaTurim offers a cryptic gematria. He points out that the numeric value of sulam, ladder, is 136, and it's the same as mammon, money. What is the connection between sulam, this ladder that he's dreaming about, and mammon, money? So Rabbi Fran says, one interpretation of the Baal HaTurim is that the ladder in Yaakov's dream represents the process of spiritual growth. Quote, one of the main tests of whether a person will be great is how he handles money. Certainly, earning parnasa is very important. And again, no one should, leave this podcast and think chas v'shalom micharetz is saying otherwise. We need parnasa, we need food on the table, we need to pay tuition. Many of us have a mortgage, we need clothing, we need money to give tzedakah. Of course, however, what is our outlook? Says Rabbi Fran, we have to be careful not to let the mammon change our outlook and goals in life. Just because someone leaves the Beis Medrash, and at this point Yaakov left 14 years in Yeshiva Shem Be'Ever, and he is in search of mammon, he's going to work 6 years for a lot of flocks, it does not mean he should get off the sulam, the spiritual ladder of growth. When Yaakov saw that ladder in his dream, he didn't only see potential for growth represented by the angels climbing up the ladder, said Rabbi Friend. He saw potential for spiritual backsliding, represented in those angels who were descending the ladder. Remember the pasuk says, "Vihine malachei Elokim olim v'yardim bo." Perhaps this points to what may be the primary test facing every person entering the workforce, the challenge of learning to earn money with honesty, with integrity, not by cutting corners, he writes, and not by cheating people. Hashem sent Yaakov this dream just as he leaves the protective walls of Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever. He's going to build a home, he's going to work, he's going to shepherd the flocks. And now, as he goes to his livelihood, he has plenty of potential for growth. But it's only if he's careful with his mammon that he will stay on the sulam. Of course, says Rabbi Fran, Yaakov passed the test with flying colors. He remained impeccably honest. Despite his father-in-law's Lavan ha'arami, we call him, Lavan the deceiver, Lavan the trickster, despite his father-in-law's constant attempts to cheat him, eventually, after 20 years, he leaves Lavan's home out of fear that Lavan would cheat him again. However, Yaakov Avinu never compromised on his integrity. And he ends by pointing out something tremendous from the Rambam, actually. Rabbi Frank ends by quoting the Rambam, Maimonides. Perhaps we can use this understanding of Yaakov Avinu's achievement to stay honest with his mammon, just like he was honest in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever, to explain an unusual terminology in the Rambam's very last halacha governing the employer-employee relationship. In Hilchos Sechirus, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes, as quoted by Rabbi Fran, just as the employer is enjoined not to rob his poor worker's wages or to withhold them, the employee is enjoined not to waste his employer's time. A little here, a little there, eventually spending the entire day deceitfully. Rather, the worker must be meticulous with his time. He must also work with all his strength, as we find with Yaakov HaTzadik, who said to his wives, "Bekol kochi avadati asavichem, with all my strength I worked for your father." He therefore concludes the Rambam received reward for his effort in this world, as the pasuk says, and Yaakov became extremely wealthy. Rabbi, what's so geschmack about this halacha? What's so special about this halacha? So we learn that you should be honest in business. No. Rabbi Fran points out a beautiful chiddush, and he says that the Rambam refers to Yaakov Avinu, quote, dozens of times in his Mishnah Torah. However, there is only one time of all the dozens of times that Maimonides refers to Yaakov Avinu where he calls him Yaakov HaTzadik. It's here in this halacha where he talks about a worker being honest and careful and not wasting his time. Again, the Rambam's very last halacha governing the employer-employee relationship, Hilchos Sechiras, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Zayin. The worker must work with all his strength, as we find with, quote, Yaakov HaTzadik, who said to his wives, "Bekol kochi avadati asavichan, with all my strength I worked for your father." Perhaps, says Rabbi Fran, this Rambam is alluding to the lesson Yaakov Avinu teaches us. A person's tzidkus, his level of piety and righteousness, is often determined not by how he handles himself in the early years in the Beis Medrash, but rather how he handles himself when he leaves the protective walls of Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever, proverbially, and he enters the world of business, the world of commerce, the world of being a shepherd with sheep. the world of working for Lavan HaArami, how does he handle himself then? And that, says Rabbi Fran, is perhaps why, out of all the dozens of times that the Rambam refers to Yaakov Avinu in his magnum opus halachic work Mishnah Torah, there's one time, what a powerful chiddush, that he calls him Yaakov HaTzadik. And that's when he refers to his integrity and his honesty, Titen Emes LeYaakov, when it comes to the business world. And therefore, Vayachalom, he had a dream. A Jew must dream not only of success in Avodas Hashem in the spiritual realm, but of success in Avodas Hashem in the physical, material realm as well. Vayachalom, he had a dream. Vihine Sulam, Mutzav Arza. Sulam, says the Baal Ter and Gematria, is Mammon, because a person must dream of reaching high heights, not only in spiritual success, but in honesty, integrity, in material success, and I don't mean acquiring more and more. I'm making a Kiddush Hashem in whatever we do by being honest and upright and yashar, not only when we sit with a Gemara or a Chumash in front of us, but also, or perhaps especially when we go out into the world to make our living. I thank you all for learning with me. I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov.